Macmillan Audio presents Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks by Dick Cavett. Read for you by the author.
Dreams let up on us. Will Shakespeare told us in that line always misquoted with the word of, even by Bogey in the Maltese Falcon, that we are such stuff as dreams are made on. If they're in fact what we're made on, it's a mixed blessing. We know that much of Freud's work's been repudiated and disparaged by the psychiatric world, particularly his dream symbolism, but I've seen dream analysis work. When in treatment, that lovely euphemism for getting your head shrunk, with the brilliant Dr. Willard Galen, I would come in with a mishmash of a dream, and feature by crazy feature, he would elucidate it. It was, and can we now retire this word for at least a decade, young people? Awesome. Some people claim they never dream, and there are times when I wish I were one of them. There are two types of dreams that rate, for me at least, the word nightmare. The buggers are the actor's dream and the exam dream, and if you've never endured either one of these, count yourself lucky. Maybe I'm getting your share. The question that I can never find an answer to is the one that makes dreams so mysterious. When you watch a movie or read a story, you don't know what's coming next. You're surprised by what happens as it...